It's the Blue Pig Pigskin Plate Recipe for the Week. The game will kick off very shortly, but before the game begins, you got to have something to eat. And that's why we're here at the Blue Pig in Cookeville with Kent Birdwell. Kent, I've been anxiously, I had a week off, so now I'm pretty anxious to hear, what are we cooking this week?
Today, this week, we're going to do a fried egg spaghetti.
Say what?
I know, right? I know, it's unusual. It's actually an Italian dish. My friends and I, it's actually was written in the New York Times, 10 years ago, and it's a dish that my friends and I, when we're in Africa, and of course Africa, there would be rolling blackouts, or, you know, the insurgents would take out the power stations and you'd be out of power for several days. So we had to find some way to cook something without electricity but with a little gas. So this was a dish that we found that we could cook by candlelight and with gas and at nighttime. So it's a tasty dish for sure.
All right, so what do we get started with?
Okay, so right over here I have diced red pepper. You want about a cup. We'll go buy a cup. And people.
Just sweet red pepper?
It's a sweet red pepper. And I also have chopped parsley, about a couple tablespoons. I also have one or two, let's say probably, depending, some people really like garlic. So you could go one or two cloves of garlic. And also I have a quarter cup of Parmesan cheese on the side.
As we've already discussed, you can't go wrong with cheese.
No, you can't go wrong with cheese. So, you know, over here we also have our spaghetti noodles kind of already made. But as you get one whole red pepper, slice and dice, and chop up some parsley and some garlic, and set this to the side as your noodles are boiling here.
Okay, so then what is our next step? We've got everything chopped up here, our noodles are cooked, and now how do we assemble the fried egg spaghetti?
Well, any average Tennessean loves fried eggs in the morning, as do I.
Which is appropriate because this is an early game today. So
right. So this is a great dish to get you started. So just, you know, get a skillet ready, and here we're going to toss in our fried eggs. You know, get a, you know, two or three, however hungry you are, but add a good heap of olive oil, because you want this oil to kind of seep into the noodles and toss into this dish. So I would use, a quarter cup or, you know, three tablespoons. To cook the eggs in, the olive oil. And then we'll just have it cook over medium well or over easy, however your preference. I would say over easy. And this way, when you cut the yolk, it kind of goes over the noodles.
It sauces them up, too.
It melts through. And then you also have this hot oil that helps cook through with the egg as well. So we're going to let this cook and finish right here. And just give me about a minute.
Okay, well, and then are we just putting the peppers and parsley and garlic all in? Is that coming in the skillet?
That's right. So now the noodles are done. So we're going to get these noodles. We're going to put them in this bowl. All right? Now you toss in the fun stuff. You toss in your garlic, your red pepper, your parsley, maybe a little olive oil. And now we're just going to toss. We're going to toss these noodles in the bowl.
So now we just mix it all together, and then you just put the eggs right on top?
Well, and you just salt and pepper, of course. And then, yes, now the eggs are finished. You're just going to we'll get the skillet.
Just slide
on top. Slide it on top. And your dish, it's a very simple dish, but it's healthy. It's nutritious because you got your fresh red pepper that's not been cooked. Your parsley is good for your, you know, arteries and veins. Garlic's good for you, especially now that we're going into wintertime. Garlic's good to fight the cold, as they say. So it's a good, healthy, tasty dish that nobody really thinks about. This combination, we did it at one of our Sunday brunches. We may have to add it back to the menu because it is
beautiful.
Beautiful, colorful dish, and it's a good, tasty dish for brunch, morning, anytime. It's lovely.
So, yeah. And for game time. So it is fried egg spaghetti, another inspired recipe out of desperation in Africa.
That's right. And go balls.
If you want to listen to this recipe again, you can do that at 1069kickscountry.com on the Podcast Center.